enough tfu around, we don't try and be meisav onto this year. Rashi says, lefi shekola hatfuah, or tzrichim lechol menachodesh. Like since it's a hungry year, like they have no more old tfuah, and they have to already start eating the new tfuah, which is an issa chodesh. You can't eat it until you bring the yomer on the second day of Pesach. So therefore, we do not extend to make an extra adar to let them be without food. Moses says, Tanya learned like this, Rabbi Yomer. The pasuk says, V'ish bo mi bal shlishis, v'ayov ol ish olakim, lechem bikurei esrim v'lechem serim. The Gomer. Now, ein luchot kala b'chol eretz Yisrael, there's no easier place in Eretz Yisrael, levasha peres el, that the peres shouldn't become ripe, yoyis mi bal shlisho. That's the place that the tfu of the peres grew the best. Even so, loy bochro, ella min echod. The only brought, only one type became ripe. Shema, maybe you tell me chita, maybe you say it was wheat. Talmuloy nisarim, they only brought barley. Shema, maybe you tell me lefnei yomer was only before the yomer. Talmuloy matein lehem vayechlu acher yomer, it was after the yomer. Emel miyata, I'll tell you like this, that really ruya hoisa oisa shonish at the saber. Like the wheat was not ripe yet. So really there was a reason that year should be an extra month. Because it was ovif, it wasn't ovif, the tfu wasn't ripe yet. If Neymar lo Ibru, Elisha Alkam Elisha did not make that year an extra month. The peres were not ripe yet, the wheat was not ripe yet, it's not chodesh ovif yet. So why didn't they make an extra month? The answer is you have to say Sheshnas Pitsuru Hoysa. It was a hunger year. Everyone was going down to the fields to get whatever's growing. So therefore, since at least the barley was finished, therefore they did not want to make an extra month, that they should not have to wait another month with Issa Chodesh, but rather they let them make the irregular, the Pesach will be the next month, and then they'll bring the Yomer, they'll be Matir the Chodesh. Alright, a turnover. Again, just less come again was bringing the proof again, the Shnei Ravon, for the hungry year that we do not make a Ibur Hashanah. Once again, Tanya Rebbe Yomer, the post says again in the Ish Bo Mi Baal Shlisho, Vayov will Isholahim, they brought the maton like they brought like Bikurim, Lechem Bikurim, as we bought 20 breads of Bikurim, the Lechem Sarim, it was made from barley. The Gaima. Now, the best place in Eretz Yisrael that the tefua ripens first is in this place, Baal Shlisho. And the Alpha became even so, there's only one type of food that was ready, and we'll soon see this, talking about after the Zaman Omer. So because most of the food that year was not ripe yet when it came Pesach time. So the question is, how come they did not make an extra month to the Yidden? So now, Shema, maybe you want to tell me, Chitim, it was wheat? And Rashi says, Shema, Chitim, Hoyu, Shein HaFelos, they take a long time. L'kach nisachu levashel ad achar Pesach. But maybe other things were ripe already. Talmud Leimet, the Tosik says, no, it says Sarim, that even the barley was not ripe yet. By the time they brought it. Shema, maybe you want to tell me, Lefnei Yomer, okay, but maybe he brought it before Pesach, or before the Yomer. That's why it wasn't ripe yet. On this Talmud Lemon, the Pasuk says, no, Tein liyom vayoichlu, give to the people and they should eat. Mashma achar Yomer hoyeh, so we're talking about after the Yomer. In other words, that it was after the Issa Chodesh, that they were allowed to eat the Tfua. If so, l'chur, the Tfua was not ripe yet. So Moses says, Emma Miyata, you should say now that Ro hoyso Issa Shono Shetisaber. Really, that year was fitting that they should make an extra month to the year. How come they did not make the extra month of the year? Because it was a hungry year. That's the proof. In a hungry year, they did not make extra. They did not make an extra month. For Yahakil wrote some of the basic, because everybody goes down to the basic runners, means they need the new tefuah. What's that? They have no old tefuah left. So if there'll be a Nisa Chodesh, if you won't be able to eat the tefua for another month, it'll be hard on the Yerlim. So therefore we try and make it as easy as possible, and we try and make the Pesach should be as early as possible, so we should be matter the Chodesh, the new tefua. Turn around, but we're going to the price like this. A Mavrin es Hashonah l'fnei Rosh Hashonah. You can't make an Ibrishtek, don't think about making an extra month to the year before Rosh Hashanah. As before the beginning of this year, they did not pass the notice that this year will have an extra month. And that's Pshita, the extra month they put into the year is going to be Adar. Question is, when do they sit down to start thinking whether this year needs an extra month or not? So it says, a Mavrin es Hashem Lafmei Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah, they can't do that. Bethan can't paskin that this coming year is going to need an extra month before Rosh Hashanah. The in Ivro, Einam Uberes, let's say Bethan paskin Zeus before Rosh Hashanah. The locher is, it's Einam Uberes, you do not need it. Rashi explains, and Yeshvin Bezdin Kodim Rosh Hashanah Lion, Vloima Tisa B'Shanazu B'Shnei Adorim, V'Shiyesh Shichva B'Dover, Kodim Shigia, V'Mizal Zlei B'Chomitz. Now people forget about it, when it resolves in the Chomitz, so therefore we don't take care of it before Rosh Hashanah. Avom Mifnei HaDechak, Ma'avr Noisei Acher Rosh Hashanah Miyad, but if it's very important, then we can make the Pesach right after Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says, let's say we're afraid you won't have a Bezdin later on. Maybe you won't have a Bezdin later on near Adar. Maybe the Goyish king will come and stop them. Therefore, they want to be Ma'abed Hashanah as soon as possible. So then they're allowed to do it right after Rosh Hashanah. The Afal Pikein, even so, a Mavrin Ela Adar. Even if we paskin right after Rosh Hashanah that this year needs an extra month, the month that we add to the year is always Adar. That's the only month that you do it. But the more any, it's not that way. Vershol l'rav, they sent to Rav that zugbo mirekis. A zug means two tamir chomim. Came from rekis. V'tov shul nesher. Their whole believe that these two tamichomim were like captured by the government. The toshu nefer nesha nesha means like an eagle. Rashi says that means chel prosim, that the army men of Pras, they captured them. Ubiyodim, why? Because had in their hands the devorim hanase lavuz, the things that were made in luz, which were umani. What were they? Tcheles. They were holding on to tcheles. And b'schus rachman, because of b'schus Hashem had rachmanos on them, or b'schusam with their own b'schusam also yotze b'sholom. They were able to leave. They were able to escape jail. B'sholom v'yamusim, and they ran from jail. Now v'yamusim yirechi nachshon. Rashi said them is nosi shevert Yisrael shum izera nachshon ben aminodov rishon l'nesiyus. He was the first one to be a nosi in Eretz Yisrael. Now, big shul lekvoye netziv echot. They wanted to add another month, and netziv means a month. In other words, they wanted to make the year an extra month. Rashi, big shul lehisiv chodesh echot al hashana lava. They wanted to make this year, an extra month. For lehenichon armoi halaz, and the armoi did not let them. Rashi says hamalchus gozru gzera layim. It was the malchus that made a gzera. They can't do it. Avubale asufois nesvu, but still they became together. They made an asif for the main assembly. The kovula nitziv echod, that they were kaveya, that they should be an extra month to the year. When? The yerach shemes bayaran akoin, no other. Rashi says that means chodesh av. Rashi b'yerach shemes bayaran b'av. But they made an assembly to sit down to think in chodesh av whether the next year needs an extra month or not. This is the question. So you see here, Mifnei Hatchak Ma'ainu Bi'ibur Shono Mifnei Rosh Hashanah. That the Bezdin is allowed to sit down and think into whether the next year needs an extra month, and they could do this even before Rosh Hashanah. Here they sat down, they had the Asifa in Chodesh Av. So you see, it's Mutim Mifnei Hatchak. Sumar answers, no, I'll tell you, Chashuvei Necheshvei. They only sat down then to think about whether they should make a next year or not. But Giluya Lemagli. But they did not tell everybody. They did not announce it, like make it official. Rashi says, Aliyah Rosh Hashanah, Shlo Yishkuchu B'nei Agoyl, that people should not forget about it. That was the reason before, that we cannot make this Pesach before Rosh Hashanah, because if they pass it then, it will be too early, people will forget about it, by Chodesh Adar, when it comes near Pesach. So therefore, they were not in Megal, they didn't make the announcement, until after Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara says, "My mashma." How do we know? Tarei nitziv lishna diyachu. How do we know that the word nitziv means a month? You're telling me now they wanted to add on the nitziv. How do we know the word nitziv means a month? The pasuk says, "Ulishloimai shnei moshe nitzivim." Shleim had 12 nitzivim. Achol Yisrael appointed over the whole Klal Yisrael. The kilkul es hamelech, they took care, they sustained the king. The es hamoshev and his people. Chodesh bashana, every month of the year. So you see here it means there are 12 people appointed for each month. So the tziv means like he's appointed for the month, for the word nitziv could also go on a month. You can hear that the word nitziv has to do with months. Even though really nitziv means an officer, but it means there's an officer appointed for each month. For the Gemara Ivok Siv, it says, V'hanitziv echad boretz, mashma, there was only one officer appointed. And here we're saying there were 12 officers appointed for each month. So here's the Machlaikis. We have Yehuda Rav Nachman. Chadam, the one says, Echad Memuna Akulam. There was one in charge of everybody. Like there were 12 separate ones. And then there was one head in charge of everybody. The Chadam, the one says, no, Kinegat Chodesh Iber. The one that it says here means if there's an extra month to the year, there's one appointed for that. Tana Rabban wrote in a brace like this. From 1 year, you're not supposed to think about the next year, whether we should make the next year an extra month or not. And the same thing, now that I make 3 years, one after another, even if your first Paschal is after Rosh Hashanah on that year, but you can make 3 years in a row to have it an extra month. Om Rabbi Shimon, Maisa Rabbi Akiva, once happened to Rabbi Akiva, Shayuchova Shavais Vasurim, when he was in jail, the Ibur, Sholosh Hashanim Zuachazu, and have been ruled that Imamish calculated that it should be 3 consecutive years to have an extra month to it. So it's not like we just got finished saying you can't have 3 years in a row. So when Ain says, oh my Lord, he said back to Mishom Rai, is there any proof from over there? Bezdin Yoshvu the Kovu Achas Bismanoi. Just means they passed the nice there on 3 years, true, that the next 3 Ibiyos will be, but not that it'll be consecutively one after another. They just cheshbenais then, when would be the best time that in the future they should make the extra months. And the cheshbon might now, for the future, one of the next 3 times they'll do it. But not consecutively, of course it was at different times, an interval in between. Yeah, now the more so like this. Tell her about it, learn like this. A mavrin es hashona levishriyas. You're not supposed to put an extra month into the year on Shemit itself. And Rashi explains, the fishmarich and aleim isra avoda karka. We don't want them to have a longer isra of shmita. For loy b'moitzoy shvius and not after shvius also the year after shvius. The Rashi explains why b'shmin is not the 8th year. The fishakol hayoshin don't have any extra any old tvua, and therefore they're waiting for the new tvua and you'll be marach the yisra chodesh if you put an extra month. Like this, they're waiting for Pesach to come until the oimer comes to be matzah the chodesh. Therefore, on Shemitah and on Maitzoy Shemitah, you do not make an extra month to that year. When is a normal time, a good time to make an extra month? Which year? Erev Shvius. On Erev Shvius, Loisef Aleihem to add to them another month, Rashi explains that they could do Avodas Hakarka. But now the Gemara says, though, but Shel Beis Rabbin Gamliel, Ho Yemarvim Maitzoy Shvius. In Beis Rabbin Gamliel, they used to make an extra month on the 8th year, Maitzoy Shrius. They were not afraid about the Yisra Chodesh. The Moral explains, of a Plukta Dani Tanoi, what's the Machlokes if you should make it or not? If someone is Machlokes Tanoi in the Tanya, not like this. Ein Mevien Yerek Mechutz Loretz. You're not allowed to bring vegetables from Mechutz Loretz into Eretz Yisrael. So you're not allowed to bring it, so then, on the 8th year, they're not going to have what to eat. They're going to be waiting for the Chodesh to the Oymer to be Matzah the Chodesh. Therefore, we do not want to have an extra month in order that Pesach should be as soon as possible in order to start to eat the new crop. But Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi Gamliel, that holds you could, make the extra month on the 8th year, they're not worried about the Yisra Chodesh, is because Yetiru. They hold that you're allowed to bring in Peiros Chutz Loretz. So Therefore, in the eighth year, we're not afraid. There'll be plenty of peiros that grew in Chutz Loretz. Gemara says, "My benayu, what's the machlokes here? What are they arguing?" So Gemara says, "Are we afraid when you bring in the vegetables, you bring some of the carcass, some of the ground of Chutz Loretz inside Eretz Yisrael, and the gush, the carcass of Eretz Amim, has tumah? It has tumas oil. It's like a mace. So that's what we're afraid about. Will you bring this tumah in Eretz Yisrael or not?" So that's what's telling about if you're allowed to bring in Paris Chutz Loretz or not. Yeah. Torah Rabbanan went like this. A mavrin es ha-shonem efnei ha-tumah. They don't make an extra month because of Yisra Tumah. In other words, if we'll soon see what it means, if we're afraid that Klai Yisra will be tumah and they won't be able to bring the Korban Pesach, so that's the reason why to push off an extra month. But by them they'll be tor. No, we do not do this. Rabbi Yudah says, Mavrin, yes, you're allowed to make an extra month of the year if you know, like the Rav Tzibo, will be Tamei if you don't put the extra month. Now, Rabbi Yudah, says like this, Maisa b'chizkiya melech Yudah. It was a story with Chizkiya, the king of Yudah, Shibre sashan of Neatuma. He was afraid the Nasi would die, and Klaiyasa would be Eistik in Tumah, and there'll be Tamei for Pesach. Therefore, he put an extra month in the year that they shouldn't be tummy. But Ubikish Rachman al Atzmoy, like later by says he thought it was a chet, so yes, Rachman is from Hashem on what he did. And they will soon explain, like, what was the chet? If you told you allowed to do it, so maybe you'll like a Yudah. But I call upon this the Maestro with Chizkiyol, that the Chiv, the Pasuk says, that Ki Meribus on Rabbis Mefraim and Menashe Yisosko Zvulun, Lo Hitru, they didn't become Tahor. Ki ochu as a Pesach, to loy